Okay, today's daf is Pesach and Daf Chaf Dalid. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored again by Dovi Kupfer in honor of Dr. Dan Frogel. We are in the middle of discussing how we know that Chametz is Asur Bana. We've been discussing it for several dapim already. We took a long detour to go through all the times in the Torah that the Torah gives, not all, but many of the times in the Torah gives us an Isra Achila, and whether that includes an Isra Hana as well. But if we take stock of everything we've learned over the past several dapim, it turns out that there are, well, it was really in all of this was contained within a few lines, that there are three possible ways to know that Chametz bePesach is Asur Bahana. One is the term Lo Ye'achel, that if you hold that Lo Ye'achel includes Isurei Hana as well, which both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo held, that Lo Ye'achel would include Isra Achila and Isra Hana, so then you would know that Chametz bePesach is Asur Bahana. It could also be that the fact that the Torah specifically has to be Matir Hana'a by Nevela, so then we see that Kali Surin Shabbat are Asur Bahana, that Kali Surei Achila are Asur Bahana from the fact that by Nevela it has to tell me that it's Mutar Bahana, or it could be from the word Oso by Nevela, Lekel of Tashlichon Oso, that by Nevela you could throw it to a dog. Yeah, Oso, the Nevela you could throw it to a dog, but not Kali Surin Shabbat Torah. So those were the three possibilities of how we might know that Kali Surin Shabbat Torah, Chametz Pesach in particular, are Asur Bahana. So the Gemara now says that the Gemara is going to have two topics on the whole daf. Number one is, if you reject all of those possibilities, is there any other way to know that Chametz bePesach would be Asur Bahana? Now our Gemara is going to spend a good deal of time working on four other possibilities of how we know that Chametz bePesach might be Asur Bahana. Then the second topic that appears in Amud Beis is Shalok Kederech Achila and Shalok Kederech Hana'a. If you eat something in an abnormal way, that's Macholos Hasuros, is it a violation of Macholos Hasuros? If you get Hana'a in an abnormal way from Isurei Hana'a, is that called a violation of Isurei Hana? That's Shalok Kederech Achila, Shalok Kederech Hana. That's going to be the second topic in the daf. But first, we pick up from Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Yosef Ahumei Rabban Kamei de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, about 15 lines before the end of the page. So says Gemara, Yosef Ahumei Rabban Kamei de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, V'Yosef Kamar Mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi. So Ahumei Rabban was sitting in front of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and he was saying in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, Minayin l'kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, D'kiyechi da'asurim ba'achila, Hachinam Yasurim ba'hana. How do we know that kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, that just like there's Nisra Achila, there's automatically included together with the Isra Achila, also in Isra Hana? And when we say Kali Surin Shabbat Torah, we don't really mean everything. Specifically, we refer to Chametz Pesach V'Shara Niskal. Why Dafka specifically those two? What about all the other 10, 12 things that we mentioned over the past couple of Dapim? Well, we had extra drashos for those things to tell us that they are either Mutar or Asur Bahana. What about Chametz Pesach and V'Shara Niskal? How do I know that those two items are in fact Asur Bahana? Minayin, typically, Melo Yoyachel. Says Gemara, what kind of question is that? Haven't you been paying attention the past couple of dapim? The whole machlokas between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah is if lishonos of achila other than ye'achel include an isra'na. But everyone agrees that lo ye'achel includes an isra'na. So that's how we know that kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah are Asur Bahana, that Chametz bePesach and Shor Niskal are Asur Bahana. It says lo ye'achel. What kind of question is this? That where do we know that it's Asur Bahana? Says Gemara, lo ye'achel isra'achila mashmalei isra'na lo mashmalei. Rabbi Shub and Levi rejects the idea that a lashon of achila, even with lo ye'achel, automatically includes an isra hana. He thinks lo ye'achel means what it sounds like, that you're not allowed to eat it. To learn an isra hana, you need to learn it from somewhere else. So lo ye'achel is not a possibility for him to learn an isra hana. So says Gemara, okay, but we still have two other possibilities. Typically, mi nevela. Why doesn't he learn it from nevela? That from the fact that the Torah has to be matir nevela bana by telling me what to do with it, that I could sell it to a guy, I could give it to a ger toshav, I could sell it to a guy. So that tells me that kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Asur Bahana. So Savla Rabbi Yehuda Damar Dvarim Kiksavan. No, he holds you can't learn from the fact that the Torah tells me to sell it to a guy or give it to a ger toshav, because he thinks that the Torah only tells me those examples to teach me what the optimal thing to do with the nevela is. That ideally, give it to a ger toshav because of mitzvah lachyosu, you have a mitzvah to support him. And And if you can't do that, then you could sell it to a guy. So it's Dvarim Kiksav, and it's there to teach me what the best thing to do is and what the next best thing to do is with the Nevela. But the fact that it's Mutar Bana, I don't need the Torah to tell me that. That would have been understood anyway. So that can't be the source that Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah are Asur Bana. So Isav like Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, well, okay, but then we have the third option. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, typically Mehecha Dinafkele Rabbi Yehuda. Learn it from exactly where Rabbi Yehuda learned it from, which is Milakelav Tashlichno. So the fact that the pasuk says the Kelav Tashlichno, so we darshin also Atamashluch Kelav, Yatamashluch Kelav, Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah. That yes, Nevela you give to a Kelav, but not Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah. All the other Yisurim in the Torah you don't give to Kelav. So or Treifa rather, right? The Kelav Tashlichno. So you don't give Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah to a Kelav. So it says where Kasavar Chulishnish Kubazara Daraisa. He needs the Kelav Tashlichno so to teach me about Chul and Shnish Kubazara, because he holds Chul and Shnish Kubazara is a din daraisa. So now, if you don't have any of those three options from where to learn that Chametz bePesach Asur Bana, so now we get down to Reb Shmuel ben Levi's question: Mi Nayin? How do I taka know that Chametz bePesach Asur Bana if I'm going to reject all the other three possibilities? So the Gemara is going to suggest four possible ways that Reb Shmuel ben Levi might learn that Chametz bePesach Asur Bana. Number one, Dechsiv, the pasuk says. Kolchatos asher yuva midama she'ain tam lomar be'ish tisareif. Pas says kolchatos asher yuva midama elol moed the chaper b'kodesh lo se'achel be'ish tisareif. So he learns it out, the phrase be'ish tisareif, which is used in the context of a carbon chatos whose blood was supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach achitzon, but was incorrectly brought into the heichal. So the pasuk says, what do you do with the meat of such an animal? Be'ish tisareif, it should be burnt. Why do it need to tell me be'ish tisareif? It may not, meaning we already know that it's asur. Why does it have to tell me be'ish tisareif? So it already says lo se'achel. So in the gufa d'chsev v'inei saraf. If I don't need to tell me that it has to be burnt because it already says v'inei saraf, so I already know that it has to be burnt. I can apply it outside of the context of the carbon chatas. Meaning, even though the context that it says Be'ish Tisareif is by a carbon chatas, the concept of Im Eino Inyan teaches me that if a particular phrase is not needed to teach anything in its original context, we can apply it outside of that original context to some other halacha. And over here, we're applying it to all other halacha, to Chametz bePesach, to Shor HaNiskol, to other areas of halacha. And v'imeinu inyan la'achila, t'neu inyan l'israna, and if I don't need it to tell me about Chametz bePesach and Shor HaNiskol that they're asur b'achila, because I already know that they're asur b'achila, so it must be telling me that those items are asur b'hana'a. So where does Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi learn that Chametz Pesach, Shor HaNiskol, asur b'hana'a? From the words be'ish tisareif that it says by carbon chatas. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, be'ish tisareif doesn't just say asur b'hana'a. The HD Sreif says that you actually have to burn it. Imakan b'sreifa av kol yisurin shabbatorah b'sreifa. So you're going to go that far as well? Are you going to say that Chametz bePesach, the only option is sreifa? Shor HaNiskol, the only option is sreifa? So says Mar Amar Kra, b'kodesh b'HD Sreif. Bakodesh b'sreifa vein kol yisurin shabbatorah b'sreifa. Now we have a special miut in the pasuk that be'ish tisareif, the actual specific way of getting rid of it, by burning it, that only applies bakodesh. That only applies to something that's hektish related. That does not apply to Chametz Pesach and to Shor HaNiskol. V'hai bakodesh b'esh tisareif l'ach yudasa. Wait a second, is that what we use bakodesh b'esh tisareif to teach us? I mean, by l'ilch Rabbi Shimon, don't we already need this b'esh tisareif to teach us a different thing? D'tanya Rabbi Shimon omer, bakodesh b'esh tisareif l'imer al-chatas she'sorfen osa bakodesh. It tells us about where we burn the carbon chata, that you burn it dafka bakodesh. So I would only know that about the carbon chatas. How do I know that you burn in the kodesh also psuli kache kachim and emuri kachim kalim tamalomar bakodesh beish tisareif? That's what the extra pasuk comes to teach me. So bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi wanted to learn from beish tisareif imeinu inyan. If it's got nothing to do with carbon chatas, it must be teaching me that chametz bePesach and shor HaNiskol asur bana. Says Gemara, no, we already used this pasuk to teach me something kadshim related, not related to Chametz BePesach, and Shor HaNiskol. It's already needed within its original context to teach me about Kachem-related issues. So this source does not work. The first three of the four sources we're going to suggest are all not going to work. That's why we have four of them. So this source does not work to tell me that Chametz BePesach is Asur Bana. So says the Gemara, we have to move on to a different possibility. Amar le Rabbi Yonasan Rabcha Mehaikra Ka'amala. So he said to him, well, Rabbi Yonasan, your Rebbe, learned it out from the following source. The pasuk says, V'im yivaser mi b'sar hamiluim, if there's anything left over from the b'sar hamiluim, umin alechem adaboker, or from the lechem until the next morning. So the pasuk goes on to say, V'sarafta esanosa be'ish lo yachol ki kodeshu. Whatever nosar you have should be burnt in a fire. So this is the source of the Yisra Na from Chametz and Shor HaNiskol is from this from this source, which is about the nosar from some of the karbanos that were brought by the Chanukah Samishkan. So once it says that Be'ish Tisareif losa that v'sarafta sanosar be'ish, why does it then have to say lo yeyachel? She'in tamal lomer lo yeyachel. Pasuk shouldn't have to add the phrase lo yeyachel. Tells you have to burn it. Of course lo yeyachel. Of course I can't eat it. Umatamalom lo yeyachel. What do I do with the extra phrase lo yeyachel? Imenu in the gufei. Well, I can't use it to teach me about nosar because again dachsiv v'sarafta sanosar be'ish. It already says that I have to burn it in a fire. So obviously I can't eat it. So tenei uinyan l'shari surin shabbatorah. So we apply that phrase lo yeyachel to chametz bepesach and to shor HaNiskol. Imenu in the achila tenei uinyan l'srana. And I don't need it to teach me an Isra Achila by Chametz Pesach and Shor HaNiskol, so it must be coming to teach me an Isra Hana'a by Chametz Pesach and Shor HaNiskol. The phrase Lo Yechel does not already include an Isra Hana'a, because again, we're working within Rabbi Shob and Levi, who thinks Lo Yechel just means Achila, and Lo Sochel just means Achila. All the Lashonos of Achila just mean Achila. So it has to be an Ime'ino Inyan, that if it's not about Achila, it must be about Hana'a, and it must be outside of the context of Nosar, because I don't need it to teach me anything inside the context of Nosar. So Frek the Gemara, the same kasha we had before, yeah, great, but if you're going to learn from there, from the context of Nosar, well, what do we know by Nosar? Ima kan bisrefa, af kol yisrin shabbatara bisrefa. By Nosar, we can't just get rid of it however we want, you have to burn it. So you're going to say the same thing by kol yisrin shabbatara, by chavetz pesach, by shor niskal, that it's got to be bisrefa. So avakra visarafta sanosar. No, the pasuk has a miut. The pasuk says, what do you burn? You burn Nosar. Nosar bisrefa, vein kol yisrin shabbatara bisrefa. And from there we learn that yes, nosar we have to burn, but other isurim in the Torah are not. There's no mitzvah sreifa on other isurim in the Torah. Frak the Gemara, wait a second, this doesn't work either. We already need this lo yeyachel to teach me something else. V'hai lo yeyachel lo hachiyudasa. Is this lo yeyachel free to teach me about Kali Surin Shabbatara that the Rasa Ba'ana? Hami Baile Elch Rabbi Lazar. We already need this Lo Yeyachel to teach me Rabbi Lazar's din. Dom Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar darshins the Pasuk, Lo Yeyachel Ki Kodeshu, that's the end of the Pasuk. We darshin Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul, Ba'akosav Litein Lo Sasei Alachilaso. That from the fact that it says Ki Kodeshu, that extra phrase at the end of the Pasuk, it's telling me all Psule Kache Kachim are beloved. There's a Lo Sasei for all Psule Kachim, like Pigul and Yotzei and Nishpach Damo, all of the various psulim that could happen with Kachim Kachim. So that's what the Pasuk of Lo Yeyachel Ki Kodeshu is coming to teach me. So it is not free to teach me, coming to teach me there's a Lo Sasei to eat any of the psulim Kachim Kachim. It's not free to teach me that Kali Sur and Shabbatorah are Asr Bahana. So attempt number two to figure out where Rabbi Shob and Levi is going to know that Chametz BePesach, Shor HaNiskol, our Asr Bana fails, right? Attempt number two doesn't work. So says the Gemara, possibility number three. Amar Abaye, li'ola mikra kama. Stick with the first pasuk that we have. The real source of this now from Chametz and Shor HaNiskol is from the original pasuk we quoted about Karban Chatas. We just got the wrong part of the pasuk. It's from a different phrase in the pasuk. Ve'epuch, the lichtov ve'esh tisareif lo bayi lo sochal. The way we phrase it is, once it says lo sochal, what do I need ve'esh tisareif for? No, let's say it the other way around. Let it just say ve'esh tisareif and not say lo sochal. Ma tam alomer lo sochal. What's lo sochal coming to teach me? I don't need it to teach me an Isser Achila, Because that I already know from Rabbi Lazar. What Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar is one that came up in the context of the second pasuk that we brought, but Rabbi Lazar held that all psulei kodesh are below sase. So I already know, meaning that it's asur to eat below sase. So I already know that the psul chatos is asur to eat, the chatos whose dam was supposed to be nizrak b'chutz and was nizrak b'fnim, I already know that that's asur to eat from Rabbi Lazar's din, that all psulei kodesh are asur to eat. So I could apply this elsewhere outside of the context of the chatas, and I don't need to teach me nisra achila outside tenei winyan lisra because I already have isuri achila by shor niskan and chametz pesach. So tenei winyan lisra na must be coming teach me an isra na by chametz pesach and by shor haniskal. So says the gemara again the same kasha ima kan b'sreifa af kol isurin shabatar b'sreifa. But if you're going to derive from there, then you should be required to burn it. So makra. Hanosar b'sevrein kol yisurin shabatar b'sreifa. Again, Hanosar comes to tell me that only Hanosar is b'sreifa, not other yisurin in the Torah. Amalei papa l'abaye ve'emli yichudei le'lav l'gufeihu da'asa. But maybe it's coming to tell me its own separate individual lav. Meaning maybe that's the point. Meaning, what did we say? We don't need it to teach me a lav within the context because we already know all psalei kodesh already have a lav from Rav Lazar, that all psalei kodesh have an isra achila. Yeah, but maybe the Torah Dafka wants to give this psul kodesh its own lav, to give it its own individual lav. So says Gemara, Dimid Rav Lazar, Ein Lokin Alav Shabachlalos. Because after all, why aren't we satisfied with just Rav Lazar's lav? Rav Lazar's lav wouldn't be good enough to give Malkus for it. Because what is Rav Lazar's darshin? He says that the pasuk Lo Yochol Ki Kodesh, who comes to teach me, Kol Psulei Kodesh. So that includes a lot of different Yisurim. That's what's called the Lav Shabachlalos. When one pasuk teaches me many different types of Yisurim, so you can't get Malkus on a Lav Shabachlalos. You don't get Malkus on such a Lav. So maybe the Torah Dafka wants to identify a Lav that's specific for the Chatas to tell me that you do get Malkus on this one. And therefore, the phrase of Lo Sochal by the Chatos is not free to teach me, Im Eino Inyan, let's apply it to Chametz B'Pesach, let's apply it to Shor Nisgal. We need it within the Parsha of Chatos to tell me that you get Malkus, even though it's a Lav, to tell me you get Malkus, so, because it's not only included in the Lav Shabbachlalos, it could be derived outside of the Lav Shabbachlalos. Tosos raises the kasha that the Mishnah Maseches Makos Daf Yud Gimel says that a person eats Noser and Pigul he gets Malkus. But wait a second, isn't that the don't we learn it from Lo Yochal Ki Kodeshu, and that that pasuk teaches me that all psulei kodesh are that there's nisra achila and all psulei kodesh, and therefore it's a lav shebichlalos. So how could you get Malkus on it? It's against the Mishnah in Maseches Makos. So Tosos mitarates that the iser of achilas Noser is not a lav b'chlolos, because be'ikr, the pasuk lo yochal, is said about nosar. By pigul yechayiv malkus, because we learn from gzereshava avon avon minosar. The Gemara in Zvachim has a special gzereshava. So it's not from the lav shabachalos that we learn that you get malkus. Meaning you can't get malkus if we're based on the lav shabachalos. Within nosar, so that's in the original context, so that you can get malkus. Outside of the area of nosar, you need separate limudim, you need separate drushos. Min chaschinuch says no. Min chaschinuch in mitzvah kuf mem dalid, sivkat in yud dalid, and mitzvah kuf mem hei, sivkat in bay, says that since nosar Pigel are chayavi krisus, so that's why you get malchus on them. Meaning, the rule that you don't get malchus on lav shabachalos, why is it, whenever you have a rule that you don't get malchus on a certain type of lav shein bo maisa, let's say, you don't get malchus on lav shein bo maisa. Why is that? Is it just tam, a rule? It's not dumyu deshar de lav de chasima, so it's a gzeris hakos if you don't get malchus? Or is there some svaritin? Is there some logic as to why you wouldn't get malchus for certain lavin? So one could argue, let's say with a lav shein bo maisa, that it's less severe. It's not as serious enough Avera, to do a lav that doesn't involve a maisa, as an avera that involves an active maisa where you're violating a los hase. Maybe lav shabachlalos is a similar idea. That lav shabachlalos, why do you not get malchus? Because it's a general statement. It's not specific enough geared toward that action, so it doesn't really tell me the severity of this particular action. And therefore, maybe that's why I don't get malchus in it. It's not as severe vis-a-vis this particular action, says Minchas Chinuch. But if you're getting kares for it, then it's got to be pretty severe. So if by definition, if there's going to be a chi of kares, then memela there's going to be a chi of malchus as well. So since we already know that there's no nishkares, mele you're going to be chayiv malchus. He quotes the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that someone's misnavi b'shem avodah zarah is chayiv misa, even though the azhara is from the pasuk v'shem Elohim acherim lo saskiru, which happens to be a lav shebechlalos, because it says beferish chayiv onesh. So it's enough to, with the lav shebechlalos, to be the azhara when there is an onesh that's already a more severe onesh than would otherwise be. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Pesulei HaMikdash in Perek Yudches says that someone eats basar kachim shenifsalu gets malchus because he violated lo sochal kol toeva. So the Aruch Lenar says that obviously the Rambam was bothered by Tosfos Kasha. That, what do you mean? How could you get malchus on pigul? It's a lav shebechlalos. So the Rambam has come up with a different pasuk. So he quotes a different pasuk lo sochal kol toeva to come up with the malchus for it. Okay, so says the Gemara now, fourth possibility, and this one is going to stick. The fourth possibility of how Rabbi Shub and Levi knows that chametz bePesach and Sharon Iskal are aser behana'a. Ella Amr Rav Papa Mehacha. Rav Papa learns it out from the following. Va'abasra Shayiga b'chol tameh lo yachel be'ish yisa reif. The pasuk says the phrase lo yachel that was said in the context of korbanos that become tamei, right? So it says lo yachel be'ish yisa reif. Shein tamalom lo yachel. The pasuk should not have had to say lo yachel. Why does it have to tell me not to eat it? It already says you have to burn it. So ma tamalom lo yachel. What's that phrase coming to teach me? Well, I don't need it to tell me about the iser to eat it, because that I already know from a kal v'chomer from Meiser Sheni. I already know that basar kodesh is going to be an iser to eat from a kalvah karbanos that became tameh, kodesh that became tameh. I already know it's asher to eat from a kalvah chomer from Meiser Sheni. How so? What's the kalvah chomer? Umam Meiser akal omer Torah lo biartu mimenu b'tameh. If when it comes to Meiser Sheni, the Torah says that part of the vidui Meisros that we do is we say lo biartu mimenu b'tameh, so you're not allowed to eat it when it's tameh. Basar kodesh chamur lo kol shekein. So basar kodesh, which is more chamur, all the more so that there must be an iser to eat it when it's tameh. So v'chi teima ein masir min adin. And if you're going to say no, you can't learn an azhara from a kal v'chomer, because Rashi points out why would there be a din that ein masir min adin sha'adam don kal v'chomer me'atzmo ein azhara l'lav, because it relates to the fact that a person can make up his own kal v'chomer, and the Torah doesn't want to give us that ability to create a losasei by making up something that we can make up out of thin air, which is a kal v'chomer. Logic can always be questioned. We can always undo a kal v'chomer later if we can question the logic. So in masir min adin. So no, it's not a kal v'chomer. Hekeshahu. It's actually a hekesh in the pasuk. The Torah itself links the two isurim. Pasuk says lo sucha lechel b'sharecha meiser degan chetirosh v'itzrecha b'choros b'karcha. Since the pasuk specifically links it to karbanos, links meiser to karbanos. So that's how we learn karbanos have become tamei. From Maisa becomes Tame. Ma tam alom lo yechel. So what do I need lo yechel for? So I don't need it about the kachim that becomes Tame. So I can use it to teach me about other Yisurim in the Torah. And if it's not about the Yisra Achila, so I could use it to teach me about the Yisur Hano of Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. So again, frak the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa af kol yisurin shebet Torah b'sreifa. But if that's the case, then you should have to burn kol yisurin shebet Torah, chametz Pesach and Shor Niskal, amar kra, hanosar. No, again, remember, the pasuk says that what do you burn? Hanosar. Hanosar b'sreifa v'en kol yisurin shebet Torah b'sreifa. To teach me that only nosar is b'sreifa, but kol yisurin shebet Torah is not b'sreifa. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim. What do we want to say that we learn from lo biartu mimenu b'tamei? We already know that meiser is aser b'achila when it's tamei. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Gimel learns the makar of the iser from meiser sheni that becomes tamei from a totally different pasuk. Pasuk lo sucha lechol b'sharecha meiser degancha. In Chazal Dashan by Psulei Mekdashim it says b'sharecha tochlenu atamei v'atar yachtov, that even a tamei is metamei the basar is even though the tamei is metameh the basar, a tahar can still eat with him. And the pasuk says by meiser sheni lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, the same way you would eat basar psulei mekdashin. So the meaning a Tame and a Tar cannot eat Maiser Sheni together. So the Gemara apparently does not learn it from Lo Biyatim Menu B'Tame, learns it from an entirely different set of psukim. So Tosos raises the kasha that in our sugya, it Tosos over there in Yevamos raises the kasha. In our sugya, it seems that we learn the Isra of eating Maiser Sheni B'Tuma from the Vidu Maisos, from Lo Biyatim Menu B'Tame. So the Maram Chalava suggests that the Gemara only gives this Isser as an example, because it says Beferish not to eat Maiser Sheni B'Tame, but really the Asara is not from this Pasuk, because you can't learn an Asara from this Pasuk. Lo Biyatim Menu B'Tame is not an Asara, it's not the Torah telling me what not to do. What's the context of Lo Biyatim Menu B'Tame? It's a guy saying, this is what I didn't do. But it's not the Torah telling me, you may not do this. This is the Vidui Maisos. This is the person's own declaration that I lo viatu mimenu b'tame. So says Ram Chalva, that would not be a viable source for the Asara. So the Gemara is just speaking in shorthand. Sometimes the Gemara will quote the Pasuk that's not actually the genuine Pasuk from where we learn the Isser, because the Gemara just wants to say it in the quickest way possible, or in the way that's clearest possible way, and Lo Biyatim Menu B'Tame is much more explicit than the actual source from where we learn that you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni B'Tuma. Good, so says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, how do you know that this extra pasuk is there to teach me again this fourth possibility of lo yeachel? That this extra pasuk is there to teach me that shari surin shabbatora, kali surin shabbatora are asr ba'ana. Maybe we should keep it within its original context. Veima lavra love bishnei lavin, and say that we still need it in its original context to teach me that you violate two los aseis for kodesh that's tameh. Meaning, a lot of times we have multiple los aseis in the Torah, and the Gemara gives an example. Lav miyamar Abaye, doesn't Abaye tell us achul putisa loka arba nemala loka chamesh tzira loka sheish? If you eat all sorts of different insects, you could get 4 malkios, 5 malkios, 6 malkios. Why all these different malkios? Because sometimes that's what the Torah does. Sometimes the Torah will just pile on lavin to make an avera more severe. So maybe that's what it's doing here. How do you know to say imenu inyan? And this is really a kash on the entire concept of imenu inyan by any yisr. How can you ever say by an yisr imenu inyan? You should just always say lavi yisr. It's coming to add on extra los assays over here. So I'm like, kalechadika lemidrash tarshinan velo melkminim lavi yaseri. So the rule is, we only apply lavi yaseri when there's no other option. When there's nowhere else in the Torah that needs this isser to be applied to it, and there's nothing else we can do with this phrase in the pasuk, then we say that the Torah is just piling on extra isurim in the context. Now the Rambam in the second paragraph of Ma'acholos Asuros and in the Sefer Mitzvos says that whenever we say that there are shnei lavin on one issue, on one inyan, yeah, how many malkias do you get? So the Rambam says whenever there are multiple lavin on one avera, and the lavin address the same exact issue, you only get one malkus. What about all these examples of achol putisa, achol tzira, you're getting, it says lokashesh, you get 6 malkos. He says, no, these aren't examples. Why is it lokashesh? It's a separate surim. There's an isri shratzim, there's an isri sheretz of shratzei mayim, and shratzei aretz, and so that happens to be that a thing that's a sheretz, it happens to swim in the water, and happens to crawl on the ground. So you can have all of the different isurim that happen to coincide. But if you have multiple lavim that address the same exact thing, then you would only have one malchus. That's the Shitas HaRambam. The Ramban in his Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos says that is still against our Gemara. Not the part about the insects, but the fact that Abaye says that we should say that over here we need this extra phrase of Lo Yachal in the Pasuk, Lo Yachal in the Pasuk to teach me Lave Yisere. What do you mean Lave Yisere? Not that there's some other issue that it's addressing, but the same exact thing. And it should be just like, what's the Dimyon that he says? Just like when you eat insects where you get multiple malkios. So it sounds like the Gemara's kasha is that let it be multiple malkios, not just multiple lavin. So that's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So because otherwise, what do you mean? What's the nafkamina that it would be lavi yaseire? Lavi yaseire, so what? The halacha would still be the same for lavi yaseire, according to the Rambam, would only be one malchus. So the Rambam seems that he assumes that's exactly the Gemara's teretz, that the Gemara is saying, I'd rather, meaning, is this... How do you understand this rule that the Gemara says? If there's anything else to do with the pasuk, we'd rather do that than to say lavi yisere. The Rambam says that doesn't mean that's always the rule. That by all these psukim by the bugs, there was nowhere else that we could have possibly darshened it, and that's why we stuck with lavi yisere by the bugs. No, by the bugs, we didn't want to darshan it elsewhere because there was a nafkamina in keeping it in its original context, that you can keep getting more malkios. But by the kodesh that's tamei, keeping it in its original context is not going to do you any good anyway, because you're still only going to get one malkos. In that kind of case, we say we'd rather apply it, hey, kalecha dikal midrash darshin, we'd rather apply it somewhere else where we can actually make a reasonable drasha out of it, rather than keep it here where we're not going to do anything with it anyway, where there's not even going to be an extra malchus from it. That seems to be how the Rambam understood it. The Brisker Rav has a different approach. Brisker Rav is matarit to the Shita of Rambam based on the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Daled says the iser that's learned from the pasuk habasar sheyiga b'kol tameh is said only if a person eats the basar of the karban after the matirim of the carbon were already nikrav. That this isra of achilus is a din in achilus akarbanos, and just like all other isurim of achilus akarbanos is only after karvu matirav shalabasar, the same is true with basar nitma, shenitma. But if we'd learned it from the hekesh to maisa sheni, then it would be asr to eat it even before karvu matirav, because it wouldn't be a din midine akarban, it would be derived from maisa sheni. So it turns out, the isur because of the hekesh to maisa sheni, and the Isser because of the pasuk of Abasar Shayiga are actually Shnei Shemos. They're not addressing the exact same case. One is addressing the Kodesh only La'achar Shekarv Matirav, and the other is addressing it even before Karv Matirav. So Taka would be two Malkios, even according to the Rambam, because they're not actually the same thing. That's how the Brisker Rav understands. Now this issue of eating bugs, that you get all these Malkios if you eat bugs, right? We pointed out the Dafyomi coincidence in this yesterday, but this idea is something the post can take very seriously. There is a fascinating passage in the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Tzav says, Yizahru anashim bebedikas hachazeres v'akarpas shekol tola yesh bo chiyuv chamish malkios. Specifically, prior to the Seder, when we're going through vegetables so that we could be yotzei the mitzvah of Marar, we're going to get to the Mishnah in a couple of weeks, where the Mishnah identifies the five vegetables that you use as Marar, and they're pretty much all, depending on how you translate one of them, or how you translate Tamcha, either four out of five of them, or all five of them, are green leafy vegetables, so they all obviously have bug problems. Tamcha may be the only exception, because tamcha may mean horseradish, so that's not a green leafy vegetable, but the others are all green leafy vegetables, like lettuce, which is number one on the list. So he says we have to be very, very careful before Pesach, because if you eat one bug, you get five malchios. And he says, Hadavar hazeh toli b'tzavar ha'isha balas habayis, shekol b'nei habayis somchum aleh habazeh. Ve'im mekila bibdika, efshe shiatali b'tzavar achiv malchus yosem misa'aros rosha. Says so there'll be more malchios on her head if she has a large family. She's feeding a lot of people at the Seder and she doesn't do a proper job searching for bugs. She'll have more malchios on her head than the amount of hairs on her head. So he goes on and he tells a maisa b'chacham echad, comes in an Erev Pesach to a certain home and he sees the woman checking for bugs and she's going through way too quickly, that there's no way she's going to be able to find everything. So he says to her, Kama sa'aros yesh baroshcha? How many hairs do you have on your head? And she says, I never counted them. So he says, yeah, it's more shayach to count the hairs on your head than it is to count the yisurim that people are going to violate from eating all these bugs. So it's a very serious issue. Chamish malkios, sheish malkios, all the different malkios from eating the bugs. And that's why there was certain gedolei yisrael. The Knesset HaGedolah says that his minhag was he used to eat lettuce by checking it really well, but then he changed his minhag. He cut out the leaves and only ate the stalks from it. He was too nervous about it. You find various people. I think they say Rav Aaron Cutler used to use lettuce for maror because that's what you're supposed to. That's the preferred according to the Mishnah. That's the best thing to use for maror. Then one year he saw a bug in it, and that was it. He went to switch to horseradish. That he couldn't stomach the risk of risking the eating of the bugs. So people, a lot of times you hear people say, "Well, is it really such a big deal?" You know, back in the Altaheim, people didn't check for bugs. It wasn't really an issue. It was always an issue. It's just a question of who was Nisar, who wasn't Nisar, how carefully were people discerned it. And it's not, we're not talking about microscopic things. There are passages in certain Sfarim that suggest that certain Gedolei Yisrael used microscopes, which is impossible because it's against the halacha. And for you find organisms under any microscope. You know, the halacha is anything that's microscopic, anything you can't see with the naked eye is not a bug. It only has a din of a bug if you could see it with the naked eye. But seeing it with the naked eye doesn't mean that you just pass it in front of you quickly. It means that you have to really look to see if it's there. Someone asked me, joked with me. He says, I think I saw in the Jewish Museum they had Rashi's light box that he checked for bugs with, because they advertise all these light boxes that you could check for bugs with. And obviously Rashi didn't have a light box. But it's not such a joke. The light box doesn't, the point of the light box is not to find bugs that otherwise are not visible to the naked eye. It's to find them more easily without having to check that carefully. A lot of times with the light box, they could throw the letters down and the bugs would just, you see them run, you know, you see them, so you see them go across the light because the light lights it up in that way. So it saves you a lot of time of having to go through to look carefully. Okay, that's why the restaurants they use that, because they have to go through so much. It's just in order to do it quickly, they use that kind of thing. But it is a very, very serious issue, not to be taken lightly. So the pasuk goes on. So the Gemara, once we use this pasuk to teach me the iser of hana'a from chametz bePesach and from sharan niskal, so we darshan some other things from the pasuk as well. So vabasar shiga b'chol tamei lo yechal dereshe lamali. What do I need that pasuk for? That phrase in the pasuk, l'rabos etzim ulavona. It comes to tell me that etzim ulavona also have a din of a machal, also have a din of a food, in that they can become tamei like with tumas ochlim. Remember, we said chibas hakodesh, the wood and the lavona of the Beis Hamikdash, because of chibas hakodesh, even though they aren't edible, they're not food. We learn from the pasuk that chibas hakodesh is makes them ki'ilu, they're like food. So that's the pasuk. Abasar shiyu b'chal tamei lo yechal. We darshan to include etzim ulavona. Va'abasar koltar yochal basar. What is that phrase in the pasuk? To seife lamali. That phrase that appears at the end of the pasuk. What's that there to teach me? L'rabu se murin. That's to come to teach me that there's a losase to eat the emurin, the parts of a carbon that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach that become tamei. So there's an issue in that as well. Say mur mehasam nafka detanya vanefsh tochel basam izavach shal mashal Hashem. L'rabu se emur. Wait a second, I already have a different pasuk to teach me about the emurin. Says Gemara, hasam tumas haguf bekares hacha tumas basar belav. No, different tumas. There's the tuma of the emurin versus the tuma of the person eating the emurin. So the tumas haguf, if it's a tuma of the person eating the emurin, so he's chayv kares when he eats it. But tumas basar, it's the tuma of the emurin itself. So then it's a lo sase. That's why I need two separate psukim, because they are in fact two separate isurim. So period. That's the end of the first half of the daf. First part of the daf was all about how I know Isser Hana for Kol Isser and Shabbat Torah, for Chametz Pesach, for Shara Niskal. Now, second part. Amar Rabbi Yavau, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Isser and Shabbat Torah in Lokan Alein Ela Derech Achilasan. All Isserim in the Torah, one only gets Malkus for them when you eat them in the normal way. What does it mean in an abnormal way? Lemute mai. What's it coming? Tell me, I don't get malchus on. Amar Rav Zim Brashi, lemute shemachal chelev chai shepater. If you eat raw chelev, you're pater, because that's not a normal way to eat chelev. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. Now, why is it that you don't get malchus? An achila shalok kederach. So Rabbeinu David and the Chiddush Aran say that when you eat shalok kederach achila, that's not called achila. It's not called a maisa achila. It's not labeled a maisa achila. The lashon of achila is said dafka in the derech achila. But by hana'a, shalok kederach, according to this first version, would still be called hana'a, so you'd still get malchus in it. Rav Charan says that no. But it's b'chlal, kol dine Torah, that we don't say that in by kol dine Torah, one is only chayiv when he does it kederech, not when he does it shalo kederech. That's why when you eat shalo kederech achila, you're pater. It's not that it's not called achila, it's that in general, in Yisurim in the Torah, whenever you do something shalo kederech, in an abnormal way, so it's never going to be, you're never going to be chayiv for such Yisurim. The Eglei Tal discusses, is this the same thing as like using a shinoi in Hilchos Shabbos? Then we do something with a shinoi, so it's you're not going to get an onesh. It's not going to be a chiv on a daraisa level. We do something with a shinoi. So the Eglei Tal in his psicha, nos gimel, and in Melech HaSofa says that this din of shalok kederech is only when it's the shinoi, it is in the echus hadavar hanifal, meaning it's in the cheftza. That's his way of saying the cheftza, where you change the actual, the food itself is an unusual thing to eat, like raw chalev. That's an unusual thing to eat. So since it's chai or it's bitter, you add something in that makes it taste very bad. So it's in the cheftza. So that's a p'tur that we find in a lot of dinim in the Torah. But when the shinoi is not in the davar hanifal, it's in the echus hapoel, which is a way of saying it's in the gavra / maisa. It's not in the cheftza, but it's in the way the person goes about doing it. So that is not going to be potter and kol yisrael shabbat. That's not what's included over here. That's dafka din in Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, there's a concept called melechas machsheves. That Shabbos actions, in order to be chayv, for Shabbos actions, they have to be done in a classical, purposeful way. And it's not called doing it in a classic, purposeful way when you're doing it with a shinui. So if you do it with your elbow or whatever else, or with your left hand, or you chew it unusually or something like that, that's not called shalok ederech achila. Shalok ederech achila, says the Agli Tal, is when there's something, when the item itself, when there's something in the cheftza that makes it not the derech to eat that item. Not everyone agrees with that, but that's how the Agli Tal understands. Igda Amri. The second version goes as follows: Amar Rabbi Vav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Ein Lokan Aleihen Ela Derech Hana'asan. All Yisurei Hana'a in the Torah, one only gets Malkus if they enjoy it in the normal way. Lemutei Mai, what would be an abnormal way? Amar Rabbi Simcha Rashi, Lemutei Sheminiach Chelav Shal Sharan Niskal Al Gabe Makaso Shu Pater. If you take Chelav of Sharan Niskal and you rub it on a wound, that's not a normal way to use the Chelav. Normally you'd use it as oil to burn, but over here you're using it as an ointment on a wound, so that's going to be Pater. V'kolchke Nochel Chelav Chai Shu Pater. Now according to this Ikeda Amri, if this is true about the Yisurei Hana, it's Kolchke, and it's true about the Yisurei Achila. For sure, if you eat Chelav Chai, you're going to be Pater. You put chelav of shor niskal on a wound to as an ointment, so then you're going to be potter because it's not the derech hana. Amar Rav Zera afana nami tanina ein sofeg nes arba mishum orla ela aliyotzi min azesim min anavim bilvad. You only get malchus for drinking orla juices. Orla again is the fruits that grow the first 3 years on the tree, so they are asr. They're asr b'achila, they're asr b'anah. What about the juices that come from those fruits? So where you can get malchus for drinking those juices. So one would think, of course, that's drinking the fruit. No, since that's not the normal way to use a fruit, it's not the normal way to use an apple is to squeeze an apple for apple juice. The normal way to use an apple is to eat an apple. The only two fruits that we assume the typical, ideal way to use them is for their juices are that which comes out of olives and that which comes out of grapes, is oil and wine. So you're only going to get malchus when you drink the juices of zesim and anavim, but not of anything else. Vilimitutim te'enim urimonim lo. But if you drink the juices of pomegranate juice or fig juice or whatever, or berry juice, any of those things, you're not going to get malchus for. My taima lav mishum d'lo kachalu derech hanasan. Isn't it the same yisod that it's not derech hana'a, that you didn't enjoy it in the normal way? So I'm Leabai Bishlomi Yashmin Prigufa Delokachale Darchanasa Shapir. Says, no, that's not why over here. It's a totally different issue. I understand very well the fruit itself, if you don't eat it in the derech, so then it would be a good source. If you were to tell me that I'm not chayiv malchus for eating fruit of Arla in an abnormal way, then that might be a good source. But over here we're not talking about the fruit. We're talking about the fruit juice. Over here, the reason why you don't get malchus for the fruit juice is because fruit juices are not called fruit. They're just called zeya bialma. They're just the schwitzing of the fruit. They're not considered to be something that's actually substantial and actually has a din of the fruit. That's why on Arla. There's just no din Arla on the fruit juices. There is a din Arla on oil and on wine, because that's the ikar of the whole fruit. So that's still considered the fruit. So there is a kasha that a lot of the Achronim ask, say, wait a second, there is a concept that we have in Shas called Tam Ki Iker, right? So Tam Ki Iker tells me that when the tam of something, when the taste of something is evident in the product, so it's like it's there. It's like the original thing whose taste you can detect in the product is there. So by the fruit juices, shouldn't we at least say that it's Tam Ki Iker? So all the Rishonim ask this kasha, all the Balei Tos ask this kasha. Why don't we assume that the fruit juice should be aser if you hold Tam Ki Iker is daraisa. If you hold that there's an issue of tam kikra daraisa, so the Rashash over here quotes from Tosfos in Maseches Brachos and the Rosh Maseches Brachos that only by mayim, by water, that you cook a vegetable soup or something. You make a vegetable soup with water, so the taste of the vegetables or the peros is in the water. So then we say that's tam ki ikr. But water that actually comes from the peros at all doesn't have the tam of the peros in it. It has the tam of the fruit juice. That's just what the fruit juice tastes like. It's not that it absorbed tam from the pre when you make a vegetable soup. So the water absorbed the tam from the vegetables that you put in the soup or the chicken that you put in the soup. But the fruit juices just have their own tam. So that's all it is. That's how the Rosh Hashanah explains. It's not going to be an issur. It's not going to be an issue of tam ki ikr. The Rishonim also asked, why is it that when a person puts, we give the example of chelev of shara niskal on a wound, that he doesn't get malchus? Well, the Gemara in Yuma talks about it, the Gemara in Shabbos also, there's a din called sicha kishtia, that when you anoint yourself something, that has the same din as drinking. So if you're not allowed to drink the chelev, so shouldn't putting it on your wound have a din of sicha, where we say sicha kishtia? So a lot of different terutzim in the Balei Tosos. Some suggest that we're not talking about that you put it directly on your skin, we're talking about that you put it on a bandage, and you put the bandage on your skin, maybe that doesn't have a din of sicha. Others say we only say sicha kishtia when it's shel tanug, when it's a sicha of tanug, but not when it's to treat a wound. Rabbi Natan says sicha kishtia is only by shemen, because shemen really absorbs into the skin. Something that doesn't absorb so much into the skin, maybe you wouldn't have a din of sicha kishtia. Okay, that's really Yom Kippur topic, sicha kishtia, but okay, well, let's pick up from Amar Abaye, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.